welcome to the Doghouse. We had Moto America at Road America this weekend, right? They're at Road America. Sir. Yeah. And we had Motocross, and I can't remember where they were. Hangtown, that's right. Hangtown. They were in Hangtown. So no World Superbike or MotoGP this weekend, but we did have some Moto America and some Motocross we can talk about on the show tonight. So we're going to do that. Warren isn't with us, so I don't have to actually sit here and listen to King of the Baggers discussions, which makes it a good show to me. So what are we going to talk about first, Phil?
Well, we might as well talk. We could talk about big changes here on the Doghouse.
Okay, let's talk about big changes here on the Doghouse.
I mean, we didn't really make any big changes for you, the listeners, but for us, the Doghouse,
we did. We hope you don't even notice these big changes.
Yeah, like, I'd be a little shocked. So if you do notice, I would give them an email, but I broke that. So until I fix it. But hit us up on like social media or something. Tweet at us or something. Or X at us. I don't know what it's called anymore.
Yeah, right.
X at us. But anyways, we're switching to Spotify starting this week.
We are there. We are actually, as we speak, we are on Spotify. Now, we've been on Spotify before.
Yeah, but we're doing everything exclusive. Well, not.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're exclusive to Spotify. And along with that came a $17 million contract. Don't tell Warren.
We have to pay them.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just remember that, like, GoDaddy. We were up,
you know, the way I was like going to describe it was sounded much better, but okay.
Oh, I wasn't going to lie to the people. Joe Rogan actually asked them for an extra $10 million if we were going to be on the same
show. Yeah, well, you know, they did say that we look at the two of you guys as the next Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan combined. And we said, yes, that's true. Only
we're like, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. We've known that for 16 years. So
tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Because we made this transition, there might be some interesting things coming up in the future. New opportunities for different types of media. We'll see what happens in the future.
We'll see what
goes it's like on. Any. It's like anything else. We're not going to predict when things happen because
we're no good at
on the campaign trail. Though I did say we would go to video by my first day in office.
Yeah, you did say that. We're still on track for that.
Hey, we're still on track.
I was just going to say, the Doghouse, I'll tell you this original story of the Doghouse curse, right? Ken and I were like, there's no way this won't be successful. That was before we ever said it's his championship to lose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a long history of let's just say predictions that don't quite work out. It's like my life story.
Yeah, I'm not that bad.
No. I definitely think I take that award. But anyway, so what are we going to talk about first? We're going to talk about pro motocross. We're going to talk about...
I think so.
Yeah, let's do that. We could do that because it should be pretty relatively quick.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say is... I mean, 250s, Hayden Deegan's just, he's feeling it.
He's feeling it. Yeah.
He's
I think
rush to pass anybody.
No. I think he's on
foot. He's going to win.
Yeah. He's taken the full, you know, the approach that, you know, full on, I'm just not going to let anybody else, you know, threaten me. And, hey, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope he can maintain it. It only, you know, only takes one get off to change the way a season goes.
I mean, it's good,
but right now
he's only 12 points ahead of my Shimoda.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And not Vial, which I really would have thought it was going to be between him and Vial.
Yeah, Tom so. Vial. Me and Vial have about the same amount of points, I think.
No, Vial's better than that. A little bit better than you. Because I must have missed you scoring any points.
No, all right. I think I missed him scoring any points.
Yeah, you know,
Tom Vial's down there 6 points, but he's 48 points back.
Yeah, pretty much. Not a good position to be in, but very early in the season.
Yeah, but
the one good thing is that motocross is a fairly long season. It's not like supercross. So
motocross is shorter than supercross this year.
Is it really? Oh, because of this stupid. Oh, because of this stupid playoff system.
Stupid playoff thing.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very not a good.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You've managed to not only put yourself on the wrong network, but also created a proven losing solution. Thank you, NASCAR, for showing me the way.
I hope to God they're not doing what I think they're doing. But I saw something when we get into Motor America that was just not so good for Motor America.
Okay, all good. Right. Well, I look forward to hearing about that.
But Joe Shimoda pulled the 2-2.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Joe Shimoda's when he's healthy, he's got the speed, yeah. And he just doesn't seem like he can. You know, he's a no nonsense guy, Joe Shimoda. He's not the guy you're going to go out and sling a few beers back. It's just not Joe Shimoda's way. He's your standard Japanese guy, heads down, does his stuff. At the end of the day, he probably just walks away and doesn't even say goodbye to anybody. You know, he just got that kind of attitude, right? If he can stay healthy.
I'm sorry.
If he can stay healthy, he can stay healthy. He's got a shot at second place in the championship.
Yeah.
Right now, we're not going to predict anybody other than Hayden Deegan. So we'll leave it at that. And we're not even predicting that.
Yeah.
Unless that next payment doesn't come in, then that could change.
Then the party's over for that guy.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? In the 450s, first race, Tomac went out there and looked like he wanted to win something.
And he was just trying to fool us.
But it was a mistake. He went out and he won the first race, and everybody was like, "Oh, Tomac's back."
Yeah, it's
and
just a standard teaser. I'll have my good rate, my good couple races every season. He'll have another, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
You know, right? Followed up by a series of, tens and eights and even a 14 probably sprinkled in there somewhere.
Yeah, something. I don't know. I just, I was trying to pull up the things. I don't know why my computer is being slow.
The things in life you will never say.
Tomac got a 1 and a 9.
Yeah, 1 and a 9. That's a Tomac, right? That's what you call that, a Tomac.
That's a new Tomac. Jet Lawrence had a 3 and 1. Plessinger, yep. 2 and 2. Plessinger's looking good this season.
Plessinger's looked good for the last couple seasons. He's looked pretty good. The problem is he doesn't get any. Nobody talks about him because all they want to talk about is Jet Lawrence.
Yeah, that kind of bothers me.
Well, it is what it is, right? Yeah, that's what you're going to get with Lee Diffie, right? And, any of these other guys. They think he's a moneymaker. They think Jet Lawrence is a moneymaker for them. I don't see it, but, whatever. And so they can't see anybody other than him. A couple years ago, Tomac was their moneymaker. And Ken Roczen before that, you remember?
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did Ken Roczen? They're all like, oh, yeah.
Well, apparently they're no better predicting things than the doghouses. So,
well, that's what I don't understand is, like, I don't know.
And we admit, at least we admit our mistakes,
that I know nothing. That everything we do is speculation, guessing. Sometimes we pull wild guesses and they come true.
Yeah, and that's true. That's true. But when we're wrong, we admit we're wrong. The problem is once they've picked the guy that they want, that they're going to talk about him no matter whether he finishes in first place or seventh place.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
who has a good race, who's doing this, who's doing that.
It's just tiresome. It's just tiresome. So, yeah. But Jet Lawrence got the one in the second race, which is the most important race, right? From the point standpoint.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. But now, where was Cooper Webb in the two races? Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
Vacation, resting up.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right. Right? Is he preparing for retirement?
He finished sixth overall with a 7-7.
Realistically, yeah.
If you're Cooper Webb, why bust your ass?
Well,
you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're in
this
the playoffs.
This doesn't matter, right? Lawrence needs this. Tomac needs this. Hunter needs this. So they're going to go out there and kill themselves and wreck each other.
You're already in the playoffs. Does Tomac need it?
Yeah.
Because he had a race win in Supercross, right? I think he did.
No, you need to qualify top 20 in points.
Did he not qualify top 20 in points?
So.
You're right.
They both went out really early.
He was out for a while. That's true. I don't know. But you're right. Cooper Webb doesn't. Cooper Webb doesn't need this.
This is like for but he, this is
yeah,
like
but it, training. It's still going to go even with the playoffs. It's still going to go into the record book as if he were to finish at seventh place. It will be a seventh place in super. I mean, in motocross. That's what will be in the record books, even if you win the overall championship. So, yeah. But anyway, and again, anything can happen between now and then. From the standpoint of you may not make the playoffs, right? Even if you've got the free ride, you know, the free seat into the playoffs, you could have an injury.
Yeah. So your top 20 does not include either the Lawrences or Tomac. Oh, no, Tomac. I'm sorry. Tomac 16. So yeah. He does.
Yeah.
But Hunter was 21, and I don't even see Jet.
Yeah. Well, Hunter was out most of the season at Supercross. So
Jet.
Yes. And Jet. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they need
it. There you
go. Yeah, they need
it. They need it. You're Cooper Webb. What do you care?
And again,
I know you say it goes in the record book, but now the record book's all this stupid playoff things. So does it matter?
No, but they're still even in the record books. They're still they're still a Supercross champion, a motocross champion, and then there's the overall champion. So, you know, what has he got left? He's on the road to retirement. All he's got is legacy, right? If he has a bad time in motocross and doesn't win in the playoffs, it's kind of a bad way to go out, right? No one's going to remember that he won Supercross.
You know what? Here, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
5 years from now, 10 years ago, do you remember who won the Supercross title, or do you remember who won the motocross title?
I don't remember either. 10 years ago. But I mean, if I look in the record books, I can tell you who won the Supercross title and who won the motocross title.
Yeah, but I'm just saying people tend to remember Supercross more than motocross. I do.
I think it depends on your point of view and where you are located. I know that motocross is much bigger in California than it is in some other parts of the country.
I mean, that's not even America.
Okay, well, you know, what can I say?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, I think they're Thunder Valley next.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thunder Valley this weekend coming up. Gives them the old boop, 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 boop in the old Thunder Valley. I guess it's a sad day race, right? Yeah. I think they're all sad day races. Yeah. Thunder Valley in Colorado. That's where it is. Can't remember. And then they're coming out east, Mount Morris, PA, Southwick, Mass, Buchanan, yep. Michigan. Yeah. So you're getting ready to head over our part of the country in time for the storms and the heat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think motocross
they
comes
don't come
to Florida.
Anywhere near you.
No, they don't do that. There's a reason for that.
There's only one, two.
Rubber three, melts five, on the surface of the sun.
Seven, eight, nine. There's only nine left.
That's like a ridiculously short motocross
season. There's 11
season.
Rounds.
That's unbelievable.
11 rounds. So you mess up, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
One DNF could be like doo 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 doo.
Yep. And you still got to get. Yeah. And you got it. There are. I assume they're going to be going through the swamp in Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah. They are. Was that the last race of the season? Yeah, that's the last race of the season. August 23rd.
Yeah, I can't think of any place you'd rather be in. You'd rather be in August if you're a mosquito. than
oh, my God. They should call that the Malaria Nationals.
Yeah, Malaria Nationals, yeah.
Look, I love Bud's Creek. I've been there a bunch of times. It's a great little track. It's a great track in December.
It's a great track in November. The spring. It's a great track before the rains come through and it basically becomes a bog, right?
Yeah.
And the motocross track there is one of the toughest tracks, and it doesn't drain because you're in a swamp. You're basically racing on peat moss. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's horrible. And I can't count the number of
maintaining it, but it's still a swamp.
But I can't count the number of times that track has looked like it was half underwater. You know what I mean?
That's just so this week.
It's just not a pleasant place. It just isn't a pleasant place. And I mean, you know, Maryland in general is not a pleasant place. But this one in particular is on the Eastern Shore, and it's basically swampland, and it's just a nasty place. So anyway, that's a great place to finish Maryland. Your season up. And everything goes right and it could decide a championship. Right.
Southern Maryland.
Yeah, exactly. But
people, they all talk like Ward Burton and NASCAR. Right? They don't move their mouths that much.
They don't. Yeah, so, that's right.
They're all like them old Southern Maryland.
Yeah, their lips are pretty still, right? Yeah.
Right? I'll tell you what, one day we should do a Southern Maryland doghouse podcast devoted to just stories of going down there.
You're right, but it has to be one of the weeks when Warren's not around, because anything Warren does sounds like
get hurtful.
It sounds like it's coming out of Southern West Virginia.
Yeah, there ain't much difference.
No.
One's flat, one's not. Yeah. All right, let's get into Motor America before we run out of time.
Yeah.
Halfway through the show. So here was the bad news I saw. And I will give props up. We had a listener, Andrew, who sent me a message, and it had a link, which I half-heartedly opened up because I was scared. No, I did open it up because he sent me stuff. And it looks like hold on, where is it? I lost the link. Oh, here it is. Motor America Super Races, bike races streaming live on Peacock.
Yeah, I did see that. Yep. The only place they could find with less actual viewers.
Why would you do that and not just keep it exclusively on MotorAmerica.com? Motor America Live Plus. If they're getting rid of Motor America Live Plus,
it makes no sense. But then again, I'll be totally honest with you. I think the promotion of Moto America Plus is horrible. Horrible.
Have you seen the new commercials on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Even figure out what they were for.
No, I haven't seen them. But it's like the point that I haven't seen anything tells you a lot, right?
I get
I'm a YouTube host of a show that talks about motorcycle racing. One of which series we talk about is Moto America's different series. And I am not seeing any advertising for it at all. So what does that tell you? All my keywords belong in your audience. Yeah. And I'm not seeing any ads. So that to me sounds like a move of desperation. Why do they go to Peacock? Because probably on Peacock, they actually pay you to be on their air because no one's going to see it.
Well, why would you compete against yourself if you're live streaming on Moto America?
Because I don't think their live stream is working because they don't advertise it. That was my point. I think they're losing out on the live stream because they're not really pumping the live stream.
Oh.
And, eventually what happens is that just dies. It doesn't matter that you're live streaming and that you offer a package.
NBC,
if the same Peacock, people know about it every year.
Any sport to go to.
No. Yeah. Peacock? Really? Not. Exactly.
We've been saying that for years. They
since it was created.
Killed Flat Track. They've just about killed Flat Track.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Flat Track worked so hard 10 years ago to come back from the dead.
So here's a good point. You bringing that up. I've seen more promotion about them moving to Peacock in the last week, 2 weeks, than I've actually seen Moto America Plus promotion in the last 3 years.
See, I can't say that because I've seen a bunch of their ads that are like almost like a Simpsons music kind of thing. Or a Midsummer.
Well, bad ads and no ads probably produce the same results.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Peacock, wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, let me know where you want the news about your dead series going to.
Yeah, it will die there. I mean, that's not a joke. I'm not trying to.
It's not going to stay there. They keep hopping around. If you're going to do that, just stay 100% in your package and nothing more, and then promote the shit out of your package.
Yeah. Just go.
Because
all
if you're if the same people are subscribing every year, you will die. You need to be reaching out to more people all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I haven't seen an article in probably 3 or 4 years. I haven't seen a press release about any of the content overseas. Remember like 3, 4 years ago, they were talking about how big it's growing overseas.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
They're talking about it on MotoGP and World Superbike right now. Right.
Yeah. Like the only thing I see being talked about is the new Bagger series. It's like, who cares? It's not your bread and butter and never will be.
Maybe they think it is. Maybe they've gotten that screwy.
They're wrong. Oh, they wouldn't be on Peacock.
I mean, they had great racing this weekend.
Both. I mean, for somebody who didn't watch any of the Bagger racing, I can't comment on that.
I meant Super Sport and Superbike.
Oh, no, they had great racing in Super Sport, I thought, phenomenal. This weekend. Yeah, it was like a Moto 3 race, right? It was the number of passes they were setting records.
Yeah.
It was great.
They're not even halfway through the race and got 7 lead changes.
Yeah, I think they ended up with 19 lead changes in the race overall. That's incredible, you know. It was great.
11 lap race.
Yeah, and 11 laps.
I mean, they are unfairly long laps. But
they are. That's true.
11
That's
laps. Correct there. 19 lead changes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it was great racing. At least in Super Sport. That's what I would say.
Superbike.
I was glad to see the racing is good in Super Sport because it was always been my favorite series.
Yeah.
Superbike can be predictable at times. But I still think that this was some of the best Super Sport racing I've seen in a long time. I'd be putting clips of that out nonstop on YouTube. Yeah. Nonstop.
Yeah, going in four wide into the last turn, coming out with the guy in fourth lead winning.
And you know, the only reason why the racing was so good this weekend, and I'll say that because it's part of something I want to rant about, and I've ranted about before, but I'm going to bring it up again.
Don't be scared.
And that is, it's because Matthew Schultz did not dominate this weekend. That's why, right? PJ Jacobson did really, really well.
Tyler Scott was up there.
Looked really, really good. This new guy,
Kayla Yakov, I think two.
Yes. Fans. Yeah. I mean, Blake Davis had a great weekend, right? All that stuff. And the fact that it wasn't dominated by Matthew Schultz, and he actually had in the race two, he had a little detour off the track, which shot him, you know, down. He had a chance. So, and I like him. Don't get me wrong. I like Matthew Schultz, but I just get tired of anybody who's dominating in a series, especially when it's somebody who's taking a seat from a younger rider in a development series.
Well, you want to talk about that? I got no problems with Matthew Schultz. He's under 70. You had Hayes and Pegram racing in that.
Yeah, but Pegram was in Superbike. Yeah, but Pegram was in Superbike.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah. But you had Hayes. We've said the same thing about Hayes. Hayes is a wasted seat. Schultz, he can go in and dominate. That's fine. What's it doing to develop your series? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's ridiculous to me. They need to stop that. They should make a rule. This is Ken's rule. Like, nobody else has to believe in it or not. But they should say that if you want to leave Superbike, your only choices are to go to Stock 1000. Okay? You cannot move down to a lower class of motorcycle and then, you know, dominate because you honed your skills at the Superbike level. I mean, you look at other people that have done that, and a lot. I mean, and you know, I'm thinking of Jiggy Dog is running right now in Super Stock, but he races both in Super Stock and in Superbike on the same bike. You know,
yeah.
I can respect.
Like, if it's like all of a sudden, like, man, begin like I missed that when motocross and supercross used to have the points out system. You got 5 years where you're top 4 in points. You shouldn't be there anymore.
I agree.
Right? Like something like that.
I agree.
Some kind
but
of rule.
But you know what? Once you go, but think about that. Once you go to the 450 class in Supercross, for example, you cannot go back down. Okay? Once you make that move,
well,
it's forever.
No, that's not true.
If you points out, how do you go back
who's
down?
Who's that guy that did it that was on the Yamaha that was like 70 years old?
Probably because he didn't points out. But once you pointed out, that was it. You can't go back down. Yeah, that's in the rules.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, Schultz definitely he's definitely pointed out. Yeah. So, I mean, they need to stop that so they can preserve seats or get a lot more riders.
Yeah.
Competitive riders into that.
You know, but I mean,
if one person dominates,
is they're having a hard time getting teams.
Whatever their problem is, I don't care. Okay. But what I'm saying is, if this is going to be your development series, don't screw it up.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever. If you're going bankrupt and they can't get the sponsors in, and you're not doing the marketing you need to do so that you can't support the series, okay, pack it in. But don't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to take someone like a Kyle Yakov and say, okay, you're very, very competitive and you'd be winning races right now if it wasn't for a few riders. And consistently, and you're not going to be able to go up anymore and learn more because I put a blockade in front of you of older riders.
Yeah.
It infuriates me.
You're going to have to go up because some team wants you. You're not going up as like a series champ or fighting for a championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
So exactly. That pretty much forces somebody like a Kayla Yakov or some of these other guys, like Ty Scott, really.
Yeah.
The way he's been running the last 3-4 years in super sport.
Yeah.
Right. He should be up.
I agree. He should be up. And the problem is, like you just said, if you make the move up, not as a champion, you're going to get on a crappy team. You're going to be on a crappy team in Superbike. It should be another one of Ken's rules. I think you leave Super Sport, you should have to do at least one season in Superstock 1000. And then you can go to Superbike. Yeah, so you don't leap over that.
I don't like
the fact that Superstock keeps being used as the wannabes, and then you have a few outstanding, talented riders in the field, and they tend to dominate. Right. They got to stop this stuff. I don't know where the thinking is. I just don't get it.
Well, I think
they don't promote their sport and they don't promote their sport. They move it into places where no one's going to see it. And then they aren't working on the development side like they should to really develop riders. And when Moto America took over the series from AMA, that was what they were saying nonstop. They talked about, we're going to start developing our riders. We're going to get them, try to push them so they get exposure in the European market so they can be promoted to the European market.
Well, the world market. Here's the other thing, right? Like, so here's a bigger problem. What's wrong with American riders? I mean, I know we're running out of time, but like, Gerloff had like one decent season. Jacobson had like two decent seasons. Harry never got a good bike. Bouvier wasn't
on a really good bike. Gagne had one season, remember?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But Gerloff, they sabotaged. They sabotaged Gerloff. But they sabotaged Gerloff. SDK's time on the world level was a complete abortion. Okay.
He should have been in Moto 3, not Moto 2.
I agree. That was a disaster. But Gerloff is a competitive, talented rider, and you know, I don't know if it's the sport or just the announcers and things like that, but all this BS about him being overly aggressive neutered him completely.
Yeah. But like, even you look like Heron was on the team that folded because, you know, having drugs to go all the way.
Yeah, you can't blame Heron for that. Right? I mean, Heron couldn't do anything. He didn't even get a half season in before, you know, the cocaine charges started to show up.
Yeah. And then you had the problems with what's his name? But like SDK, he should have been Moto 3.
Yeah, SDK should have been a Moto 3. He didn't hate
UBA. By the time it went over, he was already not an up and coming.
Yeah, that's true. But Cam Bouvier at least showed moments. In Moto 2.
Look at Joe Roberts every now and then.
Joe Roberts, but he's been injured. I don't know if he's healthy yet. He looked better the last race. Like he's getting better.
This weekend.
Yes, we'll see.
So. Where are they going to be? They're going to be Aragon
in Spain. Right.
Yeah. This has been the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. I don't know. Is there anything else we want to rant and rave about? But here's the thing.
Always.
Go back and watch the Superbike and the Super Sport races from Road America and Road America. They were excellent.
Yeah, they were
excellent. I think they're on YouTube, too.
I agree. In fact, I'm going to watch the Superstock races on YouTube.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get that shot, too.
It's all on YouTube. It's all. All their series are on YouTube.
On the YouTube. Yep. Anyways, we'll be back next week to talk more racing, MotoGP, motocross. I think that's it. And whatever else we're going to complain about. Kind of what we do. So,
Warren. We'll complain about Warren.
I'm not. He's not here. I'm not. We'll be back next week.
I didn't see it.